This is Fresh Air. Jesse Winchester and Guy Clark are songwriters who have each achieved a certain level of critical, if not commercial, success. And they've been praised by the likes of Bruce Springsteen, John Cougar Mellencamp, and a lot of country and country rock performers. Now, after long silences, both Winchester and Clark have released new albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker says these records probably won't turn them into stars, but may boost their reputations as musicians who are aging well. Here's Guy Clark with Roseanne Cash singing Come From the Heart.
Learn to let go, you got to sing. Like you don't need the money, love. Like you'll never get hurt, you got to dance. Like nobody's watching, it's got to come from the heart.
Jesse Winchester and Guy Clark have built their careers on loyal cult followings and the use others have made of their compositions. Guy Clark's songs have long been prized for the way they combine hard-boiled realism with melodic melancholy. Like a lot of songwriters, Clark doesn't have much of a voice. He talks and growls a song more than he sings it, but he performs with a lot of feeling and expression. That's certainly true of the title song on this new album, Old Friends.
Old Friends shine like diamonds. Old friends you can always call. Old friends, Lord, you can't buy 'em. You know it's old friends after all.
That's Guy Clark's Old Friends, and that's Emmylou Harris singing the backup vocals. Country music is a close relative to what Guy Clark is creating, but he's actually closer to being a folk musician in his verbal intricacy and storytelling instincts. On no song is this clearer than in the meticulous details of Immigrant Eyes.
Oh, Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and hungry and scared. Turn of the century pilgrims bound by the dream that they shared.
I actually think that that song is one of the weakest on the album. As earnest and heartfelt as it is, the song is marred by florid, nearly nonsensical images like that one about Ellis Island swarming like a scene from a costume ball. When he's working at peak form, Guy Clark's strengths are more subtle and modest. He makes romantic despair seem like a noble effort, for example, on All Through Throwing Good Love After Bad.
Oh, at time there was, I was feeling so hopeless. It's a wonder I didn't cave in. I kept throwing love all wrong people, never to see it again. But oh Lord, won't you look what I found, staring me right in the face. I'm through being lonely, I'm through being sad, I'm all through throwing good love after bad.
Jesse Winchester was raised in Memphis, Tennessee, but moved to Canada as a Vietnam War resistor during the 60s. He's lived in Montreal since 1967. In 1970, Robbie Robertson of the band was so impressed with Winchester's songwriting that he secured him a contract with the American label Bearsville. Winchester released a half dozen albums, but the best known of these remains that first one from 1970 that contained famous songs such as Yankee Lady and Brand New Tennessee Waltz. These songs were characterized by catchy, medium tempos and a kind of articulate wistfulness, and Winchester sang them in a high, breezy tenor. He hasn't made a new record since 1981, but this one, called Humor Me, contains what is probably his finest work since that debut album.
Yesterday I'm just around the corner. Oh, I was playing cowboys in the sun. I had a little dog that really loved me. There's times I feel like she is the only one. Oh no, darling, you know I'm just fooling. You know I know your love for me
On Humor Me, Jesse Winchester has adjusted to a certain extent to modern taste. Where his earlier albums leaned toward either country or folk, this new one wouldn't be out of place in the New Age section of the record bins. It's got a lot of the quiet lyricism that characterizes New Age music, as well as some of the genre's musicians, such as violinist Mark O'Connor, Jim Horn on saxophone, and Jerry Douglas on the dobro. But I'm not really accusing Jesse Winchester of selling out to a fashionable pop genre. If anything, the New Age category was invented to accommodate mannerly music like Winchester's, which never really fit into any commercial category in the 70s, and as an unfortunate result, slipped through the cracks. Now that there's a name for it, maybe a lovely song like Too Weak to Say Goodbye will get heard by the 30-somethings for whom it is intended.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
And please, there must be something I can do. Oh, please, after all that we've been through, if I were you, I would stay. Give it just another day. Maybe it will go away. And maybe you'll discover why I'm too weak to say goodbye.
This is Fresh Air.